Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
What are you complaining about? Well, the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland has upheld a number of complaints about ads across social media and online and radio and television and print. The complaints were submitted by members of the public and cover a range of issues, including misleading information provided by influencers and claims relating to companies providing 100% green energy to customer homes. For more on this, we're joined now by Chief Executive of the ASAI, Orla Toomey. Orla, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much, Cormac.
So run us through some of the standout complaints, as it were.
Well, you've mentioned two areas there. And as you said, we deal with complaints across a whole range of media, social, online, radio, television and outdoor. But if we look at one of the complaints that we received in relation to a social media post, it was to do with the effect of a particular product on hair and whether or not it made your hair look better. And essentially the complaint was that the influencer who had posted the ad was using hair extensions, and that wasn't clear in the post itself, albeit it was mentioned later in the comments. So for us, it's very important that people know if there are enhancements being used in an ad and a product claim, an efficacy claim has been made, the consumers should know that those enhancements are being used. So they can compare and they know themselves and they can look at the before and after photographs and see, well, do I think it's to do with the product or do I think it's been influenced by the use of enhancements such as hair extensions?
I thought a certain amount of advertising puff, as it were, was allowed.
Well, you're certainly allowed to put your best case forward, but if you're making an efficacy claim, for example, if we look at another product, say if you're looking at something that's an anti-wrinkle product, and you use a filter or you use post-production techniques to remove the filters, well, then that's not puffery. That's not being clear and honest with your audience.
There are lines. What about, Orla, the complaint about companies providing 100% green energy to customer homes? That's a big market at the moment.
Well, it certainly is, and the electricity market is a very complicated market. There's a lot of moving parts, I suppose, with it. And what we've done is we had a number of complaints across a number of advertisements, and it was around 100% green energy. And there are within the electricity market, there is an EU-wide system for guarantees of origin, which is overseen by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities in Ireland. So we had to be very careful that we recognised that there was a legislative basis and underpinning of some of the claims. But for us, it was about claims that said they're delivering it to your home, to the customer to use, as opposed to a general claim. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the National Grid in Ireland, you put electricity into it from power stations, and it doesn't matter where it comes from, it all gets mixed up. And it's that mixed up, and it's a very untechnical way of putting it, it's that mixed up energy that is delivered to our homes. So when I put my kettle on, my kettle is powered by that electricity that comes from a number of different sources. There's no way to differentiate and send only green electricity, generated renewable electricity to my home.
Okay.
So it's just about we're going to be working with electricity suppliers, with the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, about drawing up guidance so that there can be a clarity across the whole of the market about how to make these claims in a very clear and transparent way, whilst recognising that for us as a society, it's really important that we encourage demand for renewables.
Okay, well, there is no evasion from the ASAI, technical or otherwise, Orla, that's for sure, in terms of complaints that are being upheld for being untruthful and all of the reasons that you mentioned. Orla Toomey, Chief Executive of the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland, Míle Buchaslán.